American economist Robert Engel of New York University and British economist Clive Granger of the University of California, San Diego, share this year's Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences. They also share the $1.3 million prize. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, what did these guys win for?
Statistical methods in economic time series, Alex.
I'm so glad I asked. What is that?
Well, it involves economic phenomena such as co-integration, time-varying volatility, and autoregressive conditional heteroscedasticity, commonly known as the ARCH concept.
I'm not sure that's helping, Tess. What did they do for the world of money?
All right. Well, at their core, Robert Engel and Clive Granger helped develop theories that let economists delve even deeper into sets of economic numbers, everything from daily market numbers to quarterly economic reports we hear about all the time, like gross domestic product and housing starts. All those numbers fluctuate over time, sometimes a lot, sometimes a little. Before these two came along, economists would basically use an average of all that fluctuation to predict things like investment risk in the markets, exchange rates, interest rates. What Engel and Granger did was to devise theories that allowed economists to account for the fact that rates of fluctuation change over time, not at a constant rate, say 2% or 8%. So basically, it's helped improve the accuracy of economic analysis.
You said theories. Are they both working on the same thing?
Well, Engel is the one who looked at things like market fluctuation over time. So he's credited with helping evaluate risk in stock portfolios and like how assets are priced. Granger, on the other hand, took it to an even more macro level and applied these theories to quarterly and annual statistics like GDP, as I mentioned, or exchange rates and interest rates. Both men's theories are used by PhDs at major investment houses who understand all this stuff.
Yeah, and understanding. I think last year's award was a little easier to understand.
It was. Last year's winners were awarded for their work on market and investor psychology and how that affects the decisions people make about money. In 2001, the winners were awarded for their research into how the control of information affects markets and buying decisions, basically theories reflected in things like lemon laws for cars. This year, however, it is statistical methods in economic time series.
Well, I was just saying we're also grateful for that. And what else is coming up on Marketplace today?
Well, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into the SEC's decision today to allow investors more say in who sits on corporate boards.
Thanks very much. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.